Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has signed a bipartisan budget bill ending a brief U.S. government shutdown and adding hundreds of billions of dollars in spending on disaster aid, the military, and domestic programs. One of the domestic programs supported by Democrats that was not included in this spending bill is the DACA program, which provides help for more than 1 million illegal immigrants who were brought as children to the U.S. by their parents. Catherine Gibson is VOA's congressional correspondent.
This is something that Democrats have been pushing on for 6 months now, and you may remember that they actually shut down the government for one day back in January over this issue. But when push came to shove at the last moment, enough Democrats voted in the U.S. House of Representatives to pass this and overcome some of the more conservative Republican objections to this increase in spending.
White House officials say the lack of a signing ceremony Friday indicated President Trump's displeasure with the last-minute additions that will further add to the government's deficit. President Trump has blocked the release of a Democratic rebuttal to a Republican memo alleging FBI abuses of power during a probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The president last week authorized the release of the Republican version of that memo. The White House confirming a second staff member, speechwriter David Sorensen, has resigned over domestic abuse allegations against him. It came 2 days after White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter stepped down, accused by his ex-wives of abuse. Sorensen denied these allegations. His former wife said he was violent and emotionally abusive. This is VOA News. Today's games at the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea, featuring the first match of the joint North-South Korean women's ice hockey team, as diplomacy takes center stage there at the start of the games. 2018 Winter Games officially began Friday when a parade of athletes, including athletes from North and South Korea who marched together behind a blue and white Korean unification flag. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is expected to have lunch today with a delegation from North Korea that includes Kim Yo-jong. She is the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Winter Games continue through February the 25th. And the Court of Arbitration for Sport, the highest judicial body in the world for athletes, has declined to dismiss 47 appeals from Russian athletes and their coaches, allowing them to officially represent Moscow at the Winter Olympics. Matthew Beeb is the Secretary General of the Arbitration Court.
The CAS arbitrators have considered that the process created by the IOC to establish an invitation list of Russian athletes to compete as Olympic athletes from Russia could not be described as a sanction, but rather as an eligibility decision.
Russians had appealed their exclusion from the games by the International Olympic Committee over the 2014 Olympic Games doping scandal. The decision puts an end to any hopes of a quick Olympic return for the Russian athletes. Team Russia, as a whole, is banned from the games. The 169 Russians competing are technically independent athletes. The detention of two British jihadists in northern Syria is being greeted with pleas by former Western captives of that terror group that they face trial. Nicholas Henin, a French reporter who was among 27 Westerners who was held for 10 months by the British gang, has told British and U.S. broadcasters that he wants the militants to face justice.
I would like to see them in the courtroom. And this is also the reason for which I would prefer to have them actually judged in London rather than in Kobani, northern Syria.
El-Shafi El-Sheikh and Alexander Amon Cody were captured last month by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces and are being detained in Syria. British gang of which they were a part is known for brutal treatment of its Western captives. There are growing fears Britain could be headed for a rough exit from the European Union, as a big difference remains between Brussels and London over the shape of the future deal. That story and more at our website. Find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.